Hey everyone, welcome back to the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, we're going to go in full depth on Juwan Howard. And I know it has been a couple of weeks since he's been the coach, but I wanted to give some time to see what he would do in the first few weeks at being head coach in Michigan, and he has done a lot, especially in this past week. So let's get right into it. So very recently, especially in the last week, Juwan Howard now has started to shape his staff the way he wants to, because now it's his system and he wants to get the coaches that he believes can work very well with him. And one of these new additions was Phil Martelli out of St. Joseph's. He was a former head coach at St. Joseph's, and he had just recently accepted an assistant head coaching position with the Wolverines. So if you don't know much about Phil Martelli, he is 64 years old and has now spent the last 24 seasons as head coach at St. Joseph's. And what he will do is give Howard a veteran presence that he can turn to for guidance in his first year at the alma mater at the University of Michigan. So during Martelli's tenure at St. Joseph's, the Hawks made 7 NCAA tournaments and 6 NIT appearances. They also won 4 Atlantic 10 regular season titles. He also earned National Coach of the Year in 2003 when his team went 30-2. During this year, they also held the number one ranking and was a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. They also reached the Elite Eight. So Martelli finished his career at St. Joseph's with a 444-328 win record before he was fired in March after failing to finish above 500 in each of the last 3 seasons. So what Martelli can do is he can come in here as a veteran head coach who has proven himself to be a winning coach. He knows how to run an organization and run his own team. And being an assistant coach at a bigger school like Michigan, he can work very well with Howard to just run the offense and defense and do whatever Howard needs him to do that Howard can't take upon himself in being the head coach. So I love this signing. I like going to a smaller school who, though, has proven themselves to be one of the top schools when he had been the head coach. So coming in here, although Martelli hasn't had the greatest run in the last 3 seasons, now he can work with Juwan Howard and it's not all on him. So personally, I love this addition. So now that we have Martelli on our coaching staff, Michigan is also now looking to solidify their coaching staff. And in doing this, they are looking to retain assistant coach Sadie Washington, who has now been under John Beilein the past 3 seasons. And they want to add New York Knicks assistant coach Howard Easley to complete Juwan Howard's coaching staff. So many of you know who Sadie Washington is, but if you don't, Washington had served under former coach John Beilein in the past 3 seasons, and he was present at Howard's introductory news conference last week and wasn't included in the basketball program's farewell tweet that recognized former assistant coach Luke Jaklich, who took a job with Texas, and DeAndre Haynes, who announced on Twitter he wouldn't be returning. So Howard also, in addition to Sadie Washington, Howard Easley's name has been linked to Michigan since last week, and he's reportedly expected to be the final piece of the coaching staff. Easley is 46 years old and has been assistant coach in the NBA since 2010, which included stints with the Clippers and the Wizards, following a 12-year NBA career. Like Juwan Howard, Easley has no college coaching experience, but he's a Detroit native and was teammates with former Fab Five member Jalen Rose at Detroit Southwestern High School. So what this means is that Michigan has already in place their coaching staff, which is very good because, especially for recruits, and that's what we're getting into next, it's really important that Michigan has a coaching staff that people know about and they can trust, so then they can start doing some research into these guys, because for recruits, they're coming to look for guys who can help them get into the NBA. And that starts with not only their experience, but, you know, their track record and how they are performing with these students. So personally, I love these coaches who are on Juwan Howard's staff. We have all 3 of them are very experienced. They know what they're talking about. And one was a former head coach, one coached in the NBA, and one has already served under John Beilein. So with the 3 together, they all bring different aspects to coaching, and I'm really excited for these coaches to come in and start working with these kids. So now that Michigan has a full coaching staff, it's really time for the Wolverines to get out there and start getting their recruits. Because as it stands, the Wolverines have three available scholarships for the 2019-2020 season, and not really a whole lot of options. The top 2019 prospects have already found really a home, and there's not much to pick from in the grad transfer market. So Michigan does have a chance to bring back former signee Jalen Wilson, but will have its work cut out for them. Jalen Wilson, who posted an eyeballs emoji on Twitter shortly after hiring, has official visits scheduled for Kansas and UNC, two schools who are also in need of a wing, and really no timeline set for his decision. He's also the only top 100 recruit who is still uncommitted. So what this is telling me is that he is not done yet. An eyeball emoji can mean anything on Twitter, of course. Anybody can just post an emoji. But that being said, although he did uncommit at the time, he has said before that he made a decision then just because he wasn't sure of the coaching staff. But Juwan Howard is a very respectable guy. He comes from a long line of former Michigan players. And now with the full coaching staff, Jalen Wilson can really make his decision on if he still wants to go to the University of Michigan. I don't blame him for decommitting from Michigan, but that doesn't mean he's out of the running. So if Juwan Howard can really make a push for this guy, I think right now he's the best option to recruit of all the players left. But that being said, sometimes you can't get the top guys, so we have other options. Now, any concerns for Michigan signee Cole Bajama might look to explore other options following the former coach John Beilein's exit just came to an end. Cole has said publicly that he is staying with the Wolverines, which I love. I'm very happy that he's staying with us, and it just shows how committed he is. And that's the kind of guys you want on a team. You don't want a guy who doesn't know if he wants to be there and might be looking to transfer. This guy has been through a different coach, has seen what Michigan can do, and he has still said that he will stay with the Wolverines. So personally, I love this guy already. Before he's coming into Michigan, I haven't really watched much of his tape, but I know his loyalty is there. And that goes a long way saying, especially with players and in college, because you never know how long they're going to stay for. So this guy is committed to the school. He's committed to the program. And I'm so excited to see what he can do. Next, there are a few other commits who can really, there are a few other guys who have not committed anywhere yet and where Michigan is really trying to push for. Franz Wagner, the younger brother of former Michigan standout Moritz Wagner, is reportedly he took an official visit to Michigan shortly after Beilein left for the NBA, which is less than an ideal situation for someone who met a staff that might not even remain intact at the time. Now, although the Michigan staff is intact now, at the time he didn't really meet an intact staff. But he has two options. It is said that he will not go to any other school. He's not looking at any other colleges besides University of Michigan, but he has reported that he also might stay on a pro team in Germany. So really his two options are staying in the basketball world in Germany or going to Michigan. Now I know Michigan and coaches and hopefully Juwan Howard now can go out to Germany to meet Franz, and already seeing his brother Mo doing very well in the NBA and just having an amazing career in Michigan, and we all fell in love with him. I would love if he could go to the Wolverines. But that being said, he does have another option at going pro in Germany in his home country. So really be interesting for the Wolverines if they decide to really push for this guy. And I know they're already vigorously trying to get him and recruit him to Michigan. But don't get your hopes up just because he already does have a pro basketball career waiting for him in Germany if he decides not to go to the Wolverines. So I know it's not all the best news right now recruitment-wise, but just so you guys know, Javon Cumberland, who I've spoken about earlier in a few episodes ago from Oakland, was a grad transfer and whom I believed would be a great match for the Wolverines. And I was really excited about because he expressed a lot of interest. But again, that being said, John Beilein has left, and that happens when you lose a coach, you lose recruits. So unfortunately, Javon Cumberland has decided to go to Cincinnati instead of the Wolverines. And although I'm very disappointed with this decision, and I was really hoping that he can come, and he did very well for Oakland as a great three-point shooter, unfortunately, he decided not to choose the Wolverines. So all I can do is wish him best of luck at Cincinnati. Luckily, it's not a Big Ten school. So, unfortunately, we do not have Javon Cumberland either. So, as it stands, these three possible recruits right now. One is definitely gone in Jemmin Cumberland. Jalen Wilson is really deciding between the Wolverines, Kansas, and UNC. So maybe he has a slight possibility of staying with us, but that just depends on what his decisions are and how he sees coaches like Bill Self and Roy Williams compared to the new coach in Juwan Howard. And so those are the three main commits right now. I know Michigan is still trying to explore the transfer portal, so there might be some more names that might be popping up right now. But those three names, well, besides Jemmin Cumberland, really Franz Wagner and Jalen Wilson are the two biggest recruits that Michigan is looking for right now. So of the 10 players currently on scholarship, four are sophomores. And these to be sophomores, really. So they were freshmen this year, and they were going to be sophomores next year. And these players are Colin Castleton, Brandon Johns, David Julius, and Adrian Nunez, who all really averaged less than 5 minutes and 2 points per game as freshmen. That being said, they did come in as very high recruits in the state of Michigan and surrounding Michigan. So I have no issue with the numbers they posted up this year. I know Michigan really just relied heavily on their starters. But that does tend to worry you a little bit just because it's not saying that we have these fabulous talents that are proven in the college level coming in already. Now, luckily, the foursome offseason's development will be critical for a team that could lost close to 60% of its scoring and returns only four players with significant playing experience. Now, although we did lose a lot of players in the draft, luckily we do still have our top four players in Xavier Simpson, John Teske, Isaiah Livers, and Eli Brooks. Now, we know for a fact that these four players are all going to come in as starters. So, Xavier Simpson will probably play point guard, or put Eli Brooks at shooting guard, Isaiah Livers at small forward, and John Teske at center. So that leaves an option for power forward in there. Now, Brandon Johns and Colin Castleton can definitely play power forward. I want to see Colin Castleton gain some weight and gain some muscle, because last year he came in as a very skinny guy, as a lot of you know. So if he can come in and gain a lot of muscle by next season, I have no issues with him playing power forward. He's tall, he's lanky, and he's proven that he can have points in these games. Brandon Johns was also given a lot of opportunities this year. And that being said, he didn't fully take advantage of them, but I feel like it was really good playing experience playing with these very experienced players. And I would look for him. He has the build. He has the size for a power forward. So if he can just work on a shot and work on really just in the paint and ball drills and ball handling, I think he has also a good possibility at starting. David Julius will definitely be the sixth man out because he has proven himself to be more of a Derek Walden Jr. type guy. And he's a very good point guard. He knows how to run the floor. And he always gets points when he gets in there to play. So I feel like this past year was really good experience for him, and next year look for him to have a really big role. Finally, Adrian Nunez has not really proven himself fully yet, but then again, we have this new coaching staff, and especially in Juwan Howard, the big thing that I really like about him is that he was the guy who worked with the Big Ben when he was with the Heat. He was the guy working with the Hassan Whiteside and working with him to really get up there. So especially with John Teske can really benefit from his coaching experience. But these younger guys who are big guys and are looking to play small forward, power forward, and even center, really look for them to get a lot of work done with Juwan Howard this offseason. And I'm really hoping that these guys in one offseason can become great players. So that being said, those are all the recruits, or possible recruits at least, and players that we have on the team right now for this upcoming season. Not much is really going to change from that. So really, look what we have right now. I'm not that worried about the situations right now. This season will be a test to see if Juwan Howard can really come in here and keep competing with the rest of the pack like Michigan has done in the past many years. You know, we did lose Jordan Poole and Charles Matthews and Iggy Brazdeikis. And, you know, those guys were really influential parts to this team. So it will be a hard thing to do when you lose these three top players. But just like any college basketball team, you're going to lose good, great players all the time. And the next guys have to step up. And for Michigan, the guys have usually stepped up. So I'm not too worried about this situation. I don't think you guys should be either. This coaching staff is solid. They're experienced. They know what they're doing. These players are there to play. Guys like Cole Bajema are coming in committed. They're passionate about this team. They want to win championships, and that's what we want to do as fans as well. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast today. As stressed many times before, this coaching staff is ready to come in here and coach a winning basketball team like the Wolverines. I have nothing to worry about. These recruits know what they're doing. These players are experienced. Just this team is in a lot better shape than they were 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, when Juwan Howard was first signed, everybody was worried. You know, he came in at a weird time where coaches were already taken up. He wasn't the first option, probably, if Michigan were to lose his coach. You know, John Beilein left at a weird time, at a weird, it was very late. And the problem with that is that you have recruits who are ready to come to Michigan, and then they leave. So, luckily, it looks like the Wolverines are starting to get back on their feet a little bit. They're starting to work some things out. They're starting to really just shape the organization and the team that we're going to see next season. The biggest thing, really, for recruitment that I'll just leave you guys with this is, you know, right now we only have 3 scholarships for this year. Now, what Michigan can do is they can probably use 1 or 2 of them. They don't have to use all of them. And what they can do is they can save them for next year. And in doing that, that gives Juwan Howard a full year to really go out there and recruit, and they can be his players. You know, right now these are still under Beilein's players. And although they're great players and Beilein was a great recruiter, Juwan Howard's one now running the show. So in saving these scholarships, then, you know, this year we see how we do with the guys we have, and we come next year with a fully loaded team. And I saw this actually with Memphis this year. And what Memphis did, if you guys don't know, is they had one of the top recruiting classes in the country. And they went from a team that didn't even make the tournament to being projected top 5 already to start the year. And this is because they saved their scholarships, and their new coach went out and he started recruiting his own players. And by doing that, players now see, okay, they are trying to build a system here. Once a few guys come, then more guys come, and it's his system. So I'm not too worried about the recruits right now. I think we should just see what we have. We have a solid system right now. We have a good amount of guys. Xavier Simpson can do what he got to do. John Teske is a great big man. You know, Isaiah Livers is just like Jordan Poole, if not better, at the 3. And Eli Brooks can run the floor too. And so I think we just got to see what we have to do right now. I'm happy with what we have, and I hope you guys are too. So with that, I want to say thank you for listening to this episode. Please follow or review or comment or do whatever you can. Again, any questions you ever have for me, please DM me on Instagram at umich.rundown. I'm always happy to answer any questions. I will follow back. I'll do whatever you want me to do. So thank you. My name is Jake Singer, and go Blue.